Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to 100% Healthy. I'm your host, Julie Renee. I'm a speaker, author, and master health activator. The journey to 100% health may be easier than you think. Real health, the 100% kind, is unrelated to age or previous health failings or illnesses. Our show explores your divine human blueprint and gives you a direct line to your own magnificent design. You can be 100% healthy. Remember, you can count on 100% Healthy to provide you with the simplest and most direct information from Source for maintaining your health, vitality, love, and wealth. We are committed to helping you discover your 100% healthy lifestyle. Together, we can get you back to your best self, living in your own personal Garden of Eden. Stay tuned. Your health activation goes live in a flash.
Hello, and welcome to the show, everyone. Apologies for those of you who are listening live. We had a little technical glitch and a little scheduling problem, so we're coming on the show a little later than we said we would, but just here with all kinds of love and enthusiasm to share with you. And I'm coming to you from InfusionCon in Scottsdale, Arizona, where getting some extra training and connecting and networking with some amazing, amazing, wonderful people. And just a shout out to all of our friends who are listening, and a special thanks to team member Anastasia for noticing the little boo-boo on timing. So we were meant to come on at 3, but the scheduling number went on at 9 a.m. So here we are, happy to be here. Today we'll be talking about the chakras of love and enlightenment. And if you were on the show last week, you have heard all about the first four chakras. We went into incredible detail on those first four chakras. And I'm going to do a tiny bit of review to catch some of you up if you hadn't been on the show or listened in yet to last week's show. However, that's an amazing resource for you, and it'll be up for a while, so you want to check out the chakra show from last week also. So on the description of the chakras, oh, and now we're going to have airplanes flying over too. This is very exciting. A live show with live activity going on around us. So my apologies for the background noise, but just know that modern technology allows us to really create lots of miracles. And one of those miracles is to turn on your computer in an outdoor lobby at the Westin in Scottsdale, sit on a park bench, and put on a radio show with all the love and intention that I would be doing in studio. So Yahoo for modern technology. Descriptions of chakras. So chakra one, and we're just reviewing this, and we did go over this last week. We're not going to go into all the detail we went into last week, but just to give you a feel for the conversation and get you back in sync with how we're approaching the chakras. Chakra one is approximately 8 inches in length, a half an inch at the narrow end, starting about 1 inch inside the body. It extends down towards the knees and is 4 inches in circumference on the wide end. You see that going down, extending down, and then having a wider circumference lower, kind of in the mid-leg. So you're kind of getting a visual of that. Looking at the wide end, so down below, straight on, reveals 7 smaller spinning discs that extend into the chakra 2 inches, with 3 central discs and 4 exterior discs, appearing very flower-like or mandala-like. So if you were looking straight up into the cornucopia chakra, you're going to see this beautiful flower-like pattern. shock, and actually that flower-like pattern, though it may have more or less, depending, more or less pieces, like circular pieces, is that flower-like pattern is in every chakra. Chakra 2 through 5 appear on the torso of the body, in front and in back. So 2 through 5, 2 is at the pubic bone and at the kind of the coccyx, or the bottom of the spine there. And it extends directly out in front and back of you. And chakra 3 is 1 inch above the belly button in front. And directly, so if you drew a line directly through you out the back, kind of at waist level, that's exactly where you're going to find chakra 3, front and back. Chakra 4 is the heart chakra, and so it's at the base of the sternum. And for you ladies, it's at bra line. For men, it's kind of on the spine, just at the bottom of your wings there. So just right behind the sternum bone, the bottom of the sternum and back. Chakra 5, it's just the last body chakra. And that one is the first one we'll really be introducing today. From last week, we'll talk about chakra 4 again and then go into 5. Chakra 5 is at the bottom, the hollow of the throat, the neck, and then at the bottom of the neck, where the neck attaches to the shoulders. So you've got that chakra out in front and in back. And then just to let you know that the chakra is one unit. So even though you're seeing these 5 body chakras as 5 individual or 10 individual components that looks like at first blush, that's not actually the case. There's a direct connection from front to back. So it is one element. It's not multiple elements. And it's just showing, it's appearing in front of that. Okay. Let's see. Well, go back to this information about chakras 2 through 5. The narrow end of the funnel-shaped energy center is against the surface of the skin, extending out 5 inches with a four-inch diameter. Chakra 2, 3, 4, and 5 have the 7 discs in the same configuration as the chakra 1. For 98% of humans, chakra 4 is also like its sibling. For 2.2% of people, individuals we think of as love masters. So these are people who really play so big in the world, and they're influencers. They're not just the grandma who really loves well, but it's like the big teacher love master is what we're seeing, is that that chakra can actually extend and be larger. So for a very small amount of people, the 4th chakra can extend 7 inches out in front and back of their body and have up to 11 spinning discs with a diameter of 6.5 inches. So, an anomaly in a way, but really set up for that person to influence and love on a grand scale. And, you know, one of the things that I've noticed about using the energy body is there's a mechanism in the energy body that allows us to expand where we need more room to grow or more room to give or more room to be like a superhuman in a way. So one of the things I noticed last year, and we won't really be talking about this today, but just to explain it a little bit, everyone has a halo, and you see those painted around the saints, around their heads, that beautiful golden halo. Sometimes there's beautiful designs on the halo in the Renaissance paintings especially. And they really like to paint that golden hue around the head. But that's our creator God force energy. And on another show, we will really explain that in more detail so you'll have a better understanding of the creator God force rings, or the golden rings over the head. So those golden rings are actually the rings that allow us to really create a miracle, to regenerate, cells, lungs, and organs, to make a difference with others as well as ourselves. And so those rings don't really appear visible until you reach a state of enlightened master. So 500 energetically, that signature 500 is unconditional love. And 700 is enlightened master. And about 680, the rings start appearing really visible, and they come online. They go vroom, and they come on. Sorry about that. Okay, I'm also out with all the trees that are pollinating right now, these wonderful yellow, I think they're acacias is what they are. I'll try not to sneeze again. So here we have these golden rings, and what I discovered is if you're committed to maintaining a very pure life, you know, in other words, keeping your body, your mind, and your heart pure, and really healing humanity, the rings will keep extending and expanding. And so where the total number of rings is 10, if you are a teacher and a health activator or healer, and you say, God, use me, Lord, use me, I want to be of service, those rings will keep extending. So you might have 17 rings, or before you know it, there might even be 40 rings, and those rings might be extending out hundreds of feet rather than just a few inches away from the head. So it's the energy body and your collaboration with the divine, and whether you think of the divine as a being, the supreme being, or you think of the divine as the natural order of the universe. When you commit fully and wholeheartedly to this journey and you say, this, I want to really expand this awareness for myself, and I really want to contribute to others. What I see is the energetic body, when you're in right order, will extend. Just like the heart chakra will extend, the golden rings will extend, many things will become somewhat superhuman, somewhat extraordinary. And I'm not saying imaginary. I'm actually saying that these mechanisms can grow larger. All right. And then chakra 6 appears between the eyebrows and out in back of the head as 2 or 3/4 of an inch above where the spine meets the skull. So it's definitely, for those of you who have heard me talk before, it's above the human access portal. You've got a chakra coming out the back of the head, and then you've got a chakra coming out the front of the head, and this chakra is the brow center. And so, you know, that's the place where, you know, sometimes people say it's the seat of the soul. I would prefer to say the seat of the spirit is the center of the head. So this chakra fuels the brain and the center of the head. And if you can imagine having like a throne in the center of the head, and that would be where your spirit would sit. And I'll just give you a tiny bit of information about this. Again, this is not about this show, but it's, you know, I feel like when we talk about these things, it's really nice to be very clear that the spirit is the essence that comes with us from lifetime to lifetime. So, you know, from lifetime to lifetime, you have this beautiful light carrying all your information and all your wisdom and knowledge from lifetime to lifetime. The soul is the chalice. It's the container that surrounds the spirit. It's the protective layer that we wear when we have a human body. And the soul itself corresponds numerically to the life force. So if your life force is waning and you've been very ill, the soul will also wane, making it easy for the spirit to leave the body. So that's what we're looking at here, is really this beautiful mechanism of protection. There's an ancient story from Gnosticism. Now the birds are joining us too. That's very sweet. If you can hear the cheeping. There's an ancient story in Gnosticism that's so beautiful, and it talks about Divine Mother, the Sophia, the wisdom. And so there's Creator God and then his spouse, Sophia. And it's just a legend, you know, you can take it for how you want to take it. But I love the imagery of this beautiful legend, which is the
Creator God was lonely, and he created all of earth and all of heaven, and then created humans. And he just was really just enjoying creating. And he created a wife. And after a while, he wasn't really paying attention to the wife. And so the wife was becoming lonely. Sophia was becoming lonely. And she was the wisdom. And actually, this corresponds very much to the Hindu Brahma and his divine complement, Saraswati. So in any case, God is very active and busy creating. And Sophia is, here she is with all this knowledge, and she hasn't really gotten a chance to develop her wisdom, but she becomes incredibly wise. And what she begins to do is experiment with, can I also create life? And she attempts to create life, and it doesn't go very well. She creates some things that are a little bit monstrosity-like. And so after maybe two or three attempts, she says, I've done enough. But she looks at humanity, and humanity's light has become very dangerously small. And the light of the spirit, so the spirit is inserted into the body at birth, at conception. And so she looks at that and what's possible for her, and she says that she will give her life, and this is the exact words from scriptures, from the Gnostic scriptures, she gives her life to the depth of matter. In other words, she sacrifices her essence to become the sacred chalice or the womb, the holder for the spirit, which is so beautiful. So you imagine that the soul now, the Sophia, the soul, is containing and protecting the spirit, so the light of human spirit does not go out. It doesn't get tarnished from the experience of being in matter or being in the physical body. So this is an extraordinary experience. And when you look at it that way, you'll always remember the difference between soul and spirit. Spirit, again, is our light. It's our wisdom. It's what comes with us from lifetime to lifetime. Soul is that beautiful chalice of protection. I see it as kind of a brassy, metallic-looking vessel outside, holding the spirit, containing the spirit, protecting the spirit from what happens when we are in physical matter or physical form. So that little insight into the difference between soul and spirit. And now we're back to seat of the soul, which is in the center of the head. And so you have the sixth chakra, or the brow center, the brow chakra, which comes out the front right between the eyebrows. It's often referred to as the third eye chakra. And then again, out the back, 3 inches from where the spine meets the skull. 1 inch from where the spine meets the skull is the human access portal, 3 inches up. So just a little bit different location, but 3 inches up is where the chakra is. And, you know, sometimes I've seen the chakra break off in the back when somebody's had a head injury in the back. And we'll talk about that a little more. And then the next chakra, let's see. Oh, let me finish the conversation about the sixth chakra, which I know you're happy to have me do. Let me check here. The screen on my computer just jumped. I'm just going to put it back in the right position. Here we go. So it appears between the eyebrows, back of the head, 2 to 3 inches up from where the spine meets the skull, extending 6 inches out in front and then 4 inches out in back. Discs range from 5 to 15 in number with this extraordinary chakra that supports mental activity and brain function. And then chakra 7 is the beautiful, beautifully positioned over our head, extending upwards. It appears like a pillar rather than a cone shape. The top is still larger, 8 to 9 inches in diameter at its opening, than the bottom of the chakra, 4 to 5 inches in diameter, close to the top of the head. It provides energy of the highest essence for human growth in all areas of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual progress. So this is the fuel from spirit divine. It's your divine connection. It's the connection to the supreme being, the connection to the natural order of the world when, you know, at its best, I think nature is capable of healing us. So you want to be looking for the seventh chakra to be always in good condition, open and spinning in gold or yellow as the hue. All right, now we're going to pop down to the chakras. I know we're, since we've started the show a little on the late side, we're going to kind of bump through these relatively quickly so we can get it done in the scheduled time on the blog player so we get it all recorded. So we're going to kind of pop through a little quickly here and always are in welcoming you to come into the apprentice program, the 100% Healthy Apprentice Program, and the 100% Healing Day. And by the way, why don't we take a tiny break here, and you can hear about the one days, and so many people are choosing to do the one days now, which is kind of a done for you. It's like you know some things are off, and rather than studying for a couple of years to become a master healer, you get the healings done first. And then you can consider if you'd like to learn this amazing quantum cellular mechanics. Looks like the connection here is not very strong. I wanted to give you a little information on that one day, but it looks like it's just a whirling spinning. So happy to be in the studio, but the studio is functioning very well. It may pop up when I'm speaking, so we'll leave that there. And let's go on now to, we'll start with chakra 5. And that's found at the base of the neck, extending out from the hollow of the throat in front and extending out from the spine at the top of the torso in back. It provides fuel for all activities related to communication. It is the sibling to the second chakra in the area of communication, with the chakra 2 providing creativity related to the body. So down at the pubic bone and off the coccyx, you're having this this energy of creativity in the physical realm. And then in chakra 5, which is up at the neck, it's providing, and the area of communication, it's providing creativity related to the body. Chakra 5 providing creativity related to the mind. So speech and language are fueled by this chakra. The fifth chakra supports activity such as journaling, book writing, intimate communication, speaking by great orators. So all the things that are developed in the mind that are put out, really we're looking at language, perception, communication. All of those kinds of things are fueled by the fifth chakra. I'm going to go through the colors. The best to worst colors in the scale for chakra 5 to support the nature of communication. Pink is 100% for women, and pink for a man is at 40%. Communication for a woman at its strongest is delivered from the space of nurturing and love. Pink provides for amplification of love. It is the divine expression of female love. If a man is wanting to specifically lead women, match their energy, to relate his communications to them, he would choose to have pink in the fifth chakra. Maybe not completely a pink fifth chakra. Maybe it would be green and pink. But he would want to resonate with the way that women communicate and understand communication so that we would see pink for a man in that area if he were leading a woman, leading a woman's group or something like that. A stronger choice for a man, though, is green and would also be nicely recognized by the women's group. Green in the fifth chakra of communication for men is at 100%, and it's at 90% for women. For a man, green provides divine male love and healing in his communication chakra. For a man to align with his communication and his highest expression of communication. For a woman, green provides balance in her communication. She will experience the yin-yang balance of her female nature and her assertive self. By now, you may have noticed a pattern emerging in the area of colors best for men and women. A woman can more easily access the male nature because she is wired with all the male programs in her endocrine system. A woman can implement colors specifically good for a man to use with no real loss in the potency of her chakra energy. A man, however, does not have the same access to the female hormonal body with all the added functions a woman experiences in her symphony of hormones. He will therefore not have such ease and success in using female colors for his chakra journey. Orange is 90%, and it's the communication fueled by happiness, and it resonates as potent, pleasurable to receive. Okay, and then in the fifth chakra, blue reads at 70%, and we see this in people who are peacemakers. Peace and stillness are good attributes for a peacemaker to direct and embody. This aids in effecting change, for example, in corporations or countries. So having that blue energy in the fifth chakra of communication really helps a peacemaker to bring that energy of peace into the world. And, you know, people can bring those colors in just for occasions and then switch the color of the chakra. You're not just born with a color and then you're stuck with that. It's really about what you're up to, what you're doing in the world, and how you're doing it. Yellow at 30% mental energy, loaded with the facts and statistics, can on occasion be useful. However, without love or happiness, the information relayed will generally fall on deaf ears. Purple at 20% in the chakra of communication. Purple provides religious fervor. Like a person like Joel Osteen is a good example of the use of purple in his communication chakra. So we really are fans of Joel. He does such an amazing job. He really touches, moves, and inspires a whole very large community of Christians. And he does it in such a loving, honorable, kind way. So kudos to Joel Osteen for really using purple in a beautiful way in the fifth chakra. And then red and 0.5, red in the chakra of communication is inflammatory. I know a woman born in Ireland who communicates from red. She's often in battle and aggression with her relatives and friends. Real friendship with a person whose communication is sealed by red is virtually impossible. Chakra 5 spins clockwise in front and spins both clockwise and counterclockwise in back. A missing fifth chakra can be caused by cancer, injury, or assault. Great vocalists are a perfect example of the fifth chakra being used to its highest and best expression. Well, we're running right to the end of the show. My apologies again for the late sign-on. So appreciate each and every one of you. We'll be coming on next week to do more on the energy body and continue on with our conversation of chakras. We'll also be talking about the Human Access Portal and the Golden Rings next week. So you'll want to pop on and listen, and I'll be back in my home studio in San Rafael next Thursday. So just stay tuned. And just sending you so much love and appreciation, and looking forward to connecting with each and every one of you. By the way, if this radio show has touched you, if you felt like you've learned something, I really appreciate hearing from you. We have 6,000 listeners a month at this point, and it'd be just so wonderful if you feel like there's something that was really of value that you'd like to share with me that you learned from the show today. Please drop me a line at info@julierenee.com. I really would love to hear from you and hear about your miracle stories and your successes and what makes you happy. So blessings and light on your day of transformation. And remember, you can count on 100% Healthy Radio to be your most reliable source to help you discover the truth of who you are and how you're designed. Blessings and light, everyone, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.